Leftists attack MyPillow's Mike Lindell, who is producing thousands of masks for healthcare workers. By Hannah Blow on March 31, 2020. Several media personalities and Trump critics have attacked MyPillow's Mike Lindell after he delivered brief remarks during President Trump's coronavirus press briefing on Monday, where the CEO announced the dedication of 75% of his manufacturing capacity to produce masks for healthcare workers. Lindell delivered brief remarks during Monday's press briefing to talk about what his company is doing to assist the country during the crisis. The inventor and author said he is devoting the bulk of his manufacturing capacity to produce masks for medical professionals. He expects that they will be producing 50,000 masks a day by the end of the week, up from 10,000 per day. "I'm proud to manufacture our products in the United States, and I'm even more proud to serve our nation in this time of need," he said at the press conference. He also praised the president and encouraged Americans to use this time to get closer to God and family. "God gave us grace on November 8, 2016, to change the course we were on," he told the press. "God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word. Read our Bible and spend time with our families," he continued. "Our president gave us so much hope where, just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, the other great people in this country, and praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that is stronger and safer than ever." While officials have been putting an emphasis on the production of medical equipment for healthcare professionals on the front lines, several critics have been mocking Lindell over his remarks and virtually dismissing his company's assistance in the mass production of masks to help fight the pandemic. "The MyPillow guy was at the coronavirus briefing today? Boy oh boy, do we need SNL this Saturday. If this had been a SNL skit, we would have thought it was fake, right?" Miami Herald reporter Julie K. Brown wrote. "You can't make this shit up. Who is going to play the MyPillow guy?" she asked. "Look, it's hard to fill up 90 minutes worth of material every single day. So you need to get some sponsored material / infomercials," New York Magazine writer Jonathan Chait remarked. In case you were wondering what MyPillow is doing in a time of coronavirus, CNN executive editor Amram Gopal mocked, also ignoring Lindell's previous remarks on producing thousands of masks. "Trump just called the MyPillow guy up to the podium in the Rose Garden. You cannot make this stuff up," MSNBC host Holly Velshi said. More. Despite the critiques, Lindell found support, even from unlikely personalities. "Everybody was attacking this MyPillow guy," MSNBC's Joe Scarborough said on Tuesday. "Here's my thought, if you're going to make 50,000 masks and give them to doctors and nurses on the front lines in New York City, I'm fine with you going up," he added. If Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, takes 75% of his manufacturing ability right now, God bless him, co-host Willie Geist remarked. "If he wants to help, I'm all for it."